With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Frontline uniform Gardaí could be using taser stun guns almost immediately under a proposal being brought to government by the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan. These stun guns could be used in policing on the streets of Dublin, Waterford and Kilkenny over the Christmas period if approved by Cabinet today. Antoinette Cunningham, former General Secretary of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors, joins us now. Antoinette, what's your reaction to this story? Good move or a bad move?
Yeah, I think an interesting set of proposals from the minister going to cabinet today, for which, of course, he will have to get approval. But certainly, a cultural shift for an Garda Síochána. We have prided ourselves traditionally on being an unarmed police force. And in fairness to this set of proposals here, that does not seek to change that. What it does seek to do is give about 130 Gardaí on a trial period the use of tasers as a less lethal option, I suppose, as a part of personal equipment and as part of a policing need.
If it were to be extended and if it were to be normalised, though, it would be, as you say, a major cultural shift for an Garda Síochána.
Yeah, well, Ireland has long and traditionally prided itself on being an unarmed police force, Shane, although I hasten to add that tasers have been in use in the emergency response and armed support parts of an Garda Síochána for some time. So it's not a new introduction to the force. I suppose what's different here is the proposal that, frontline response Gardaí, a small cohort of them, will begin using it in a trial period only. And I suppose that is important to say that this is confined to maybe some parts of Dublin, Waterford and Kilkenny, and it's with about 130 Gardaí. So we shouldn't regard it as something that's been introduced to on Garda Síochána, but something that's going on trial.
You're undoubtedly correct. I suppose the point is that once it's introduced, it's much easier to extend its usage.
Well, once it's in use, what you can do is you can look at it and see, is it necessary? Is it something that is needed? How many times was it used? What was it used for? Is there proper oversight and accountability for its use? And is it going to become a necessary part of Garda equipment or not? Or is it something that should retain in specialised areas? So I think this is the opportunity
to
find
that out. What's your gut instinct on that, Antoinette?
I don't think it will be given to every member of an Garda Síochána. I don't think that's what the proposal is. I think it will be put out there to see in certain situations, and we've seen some very difficult situations with riots and stuff over the last few years for an Garda Síochána to police and manage. And I'm sure they're exploring all options to see what equipment do they need, if any, to police better and to make Ireland a safer and better place.
So the Gardaí on the beat, and I have to say, I've really noticed around Dublin city centre is a huge increase in Gardaí. I was in town last Monday night and I saw there was six Gardaí walking together down O'Connell Street, walking as a group and patrolling as a group. You don't see them holding taser guns under these proposals?
Not at this point in time. As I said, it's 128 Gardaí. When you think of a Garda Síochána force of about, 14,000 Gardaí, it's a very small number. It's also been trialled in areas where there are body cams being trialled as well. So I think it's a small number of Gardaí who are going to have possession of tasers to see where do they fit into policing needs in this country, but they're certainly, if the proposals are not for their widespread use. And, you know, increased visibility by members of an Garda Síochána is always what gives the community comfort. They want to see Gardaí in uniform. They want to see them walking around the streets, and they draw a lot of comfort from that.
Okay, all right. So you're a cautious kind of welcome for this, and but you would be reluctant to see it too, their use being too widespread.
Well, cautious because it is a significant shift for An Garda Síochána, and that's not something that can be taken lightly. And I think knowing An Garda Síochána, they will have strong regulation around the use of tasers if they are used. There'll be a lot of oversight around them. There'd be very strong policy and training on how they would be used. But I think if they are used, there'll be full accountability for the situations that led to their use, after their use, and full transparency. Because I know there'll be a lot of concerned groups around introducing more less lethal options into An Garda Síochána. So for society generally, it should be taken seriously and it should be subject to tight transparency and oversight.
Antoinette Cunningham, former General Secretary of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.